Hi.
Hello.
It's your favorite podcast hosts back again.
Welcome, welcome.
So good to have you. I'm Mo, your high host. Hi, bro.
I am the low bro. Hello.
All right. Now that the formalities are out of the way.
The dawn of man.
Since the beginning of time, men have looked up into the stars and wondered.
Only men.
That's it. Because men are the only people who have opinions, of course. Or at least the only ones worth listening to. I can't breathe.
Yes, it's one of those shows.
Absolutely not. Not even a man. Thank you so much. No, since people are trying to go to space, I thought maybe we could talk about, like, aliens and space movies and shows and whatnot. Let's get extraterrestrial.
Yeah. So, movies first.
Okay. Why?
I don't know, I just picked. Because for shows, really, the aliens, like, consistently, the first one that comes to mind
Star
is
Trek?
X-Files.
Oh.
Star Trek. Yeah.
It's obvious. Like, entirely populated by aliens.
It is. But do you mean aliens... as
this is a good distinction.
Yeah, as they're already an advanced society, like in the future, humanity and aliens, extraterrestrials, whatever you want to call them, already living together, knowing about each other, or the first discovery.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that's a good tier system.
There's two.
Wait, there's but I thought you said three.
Either we know about them and already are, like,
integrated advanced in society.
Yeah, or this is the first discovery.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. That makes it more simple. That
good
works for me.
Good tier system.
Good tier system. Hey, you can have two tiers. A two-tier cake is still a tiered cake. Thank you.
Oh, tier.
It's so nicely tiered.
Thank you, my tier.
Shut up. Okay. So
one from each.
What do we? Okay, yes, a piece of media from each category.
Yeah.
All right. So go.
Well, you already said Star Trek. I already said X-Files.
Well, I was just throwing something out there. I'm not saying that's my choice. Don't back me into a corner.
You did it yourself.
I was spitballing.
All over my tears.
Oh my god. Ew.
The perfectly good tears.
Ew, David.
Spitballing all over. Let's see. Okay, so one where they're already integrated. And a movie.
Hey, a movie.
Star Wars.
Hey.
Oh, wait, but then that's another thing. I guess it could be another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, I take it back, because it's already covered. I was going to say it would be another thing, like, we're already, like, in space and whatnot, but then, yeah, it was a dumb thought.
So, I mean, if we're already in contact with alien life forms, I would assume.
Yeah. Okay, so Star Wars is going to be one.
Okay. For already, like, integrated.
Yes.
And familiar. and old hat, as it were.
And yet also a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away. Oh, wow.
And one where it's something new would be Independence Day.
Yay! Solid choices, beautiful, love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now tell us about them.
Well, let's see, Star Wars.
Okay, I don't think you need to describe Star Wars. Perhaps say why they came to mind, why they're important to you.
No, they're just what particularly
formative. Or was it just literally the first thing that came to mind?
That's the first thing that came to mind.
You didn't attach any meaning to it at all?
No.
No, like, indication of artistic value or
emotional? Well, I mean, Star Wars, the originals are classics.
Yeah, of course.
I know the first I never saw the second Independence Day.
I didn't either. I didn't feel the need.
Yeah. Star Wars classic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would probably be the first alien movie that we saw, like, or at least the most impactful sci-fi movie.
I don't know about first.
Maybe not first, but most impactful. That's when it stands out.
From this category of alien film. I don't know.
Or even in general, like, what other movie did we watch growing up that had aliens in it? Other than fucking Enemy Mine. Which is another one where they're already integrated. My Favorite Martian. I know the name.
It's about a Martian living in, like, a suburb or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Old black and white show.
Oh, show.
Yeah.
Not movie.
Not a movie.
Like we were talking about.
Okay. God.
I think that would be the first one. But yeah. I think those were just also the first two that came to mind. Independence Day is very rewatchable.
It's an action classic.
Yeah.
And it does have that one cool creepy moment where the alien comes out of the head or whatever.
Mm. With its little shiny eyes.
Yeah. That part was intense.
It did look pretty cool.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Ooh, a good...
I didn't like their, flickering tentacles.
You love the tentacles.
No, thank you.
Ooh, the blob.
Is that an alien, though? Or is that just, an experiment? Oh, right, it comes with the asteroid.
Yeah.
That's right. Ooh, good call.
Hey.
Look at her go.
I got one.
Cute. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I love
with
that.
With Steve McQueen.
Yes, of course.
Who plays a teenager.
In high school, I know. Or something.
He's supposed to be a teenager and he looks like he's in his 30s.
Literally. It's hilarious. Nobody looks under 25.
I know.
It's hilarious. I love it.
I mean, maybe they were young and just the sheer amount of alcohol and nicotine back then.
Who could say? And, trauma of one sort or another. Yeah. Oh, that's loud.
Excuse me.
I can't breathe.
But yes, those would be mine.
Okay. All right. I love that.
Top that.
I'm resisting making inappropriate jokes.
I'm about a top.
What?
Meh.
I love a gorgeous top. with like a bow moment, some buttons, maybe a pocket. A little sheer panel right over the left nipple. It's great.
Just the left?
Just the left. I have to be tasteful.
I gotta leave something to the imagination.
Right? Just let me conserve some mystery. God.
Yes, because that's so much mystery.
Obviously.
Speaking of aliens.
You know what? just because I don't have a belly button like Kyle XY.
Did he really not have a belly button? Like, in the show. In the show. Yeah. I bet it's loud in those fountains. Miguel is trying hard.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I just took a sip of water. Oh, you bastard. That's hilarious. Oh my god. Yes, to answer your question, yes. In the show, he did not have a belly button.
I see.
Yes. It was like, you know, his telltale sign.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I didn't either. I just saw previews. No.
Still waiting.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Okay, so first contact, I really want to say arrival.
Well, you can say arrival.
Well, but then I'm worried I'm going to think of something better that I'm going to worry that I forgot. So, you know.
Seize the moment.
For the moment. For this moment, right now. It could change in the future. But right now, let's go with arrival. Okay. Just as a placeholder. And then for integrated into society, a familiar concept.
Bright.
Oh my god. Those.
Except they weren't aliens.
They weren't aliens.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that you made me think of that movie again, I want to, like, punch you in the throat. How dare you?
That won't get you blooded.
Oh my god. I hated that. No. We will not spend valuable time talking about this.
It should.
Don't watch it. It is not worth your time.
It would have been good as a series.
Maybe.
Different actors.
With a different writer and different actors. and completely different artistic direction. Could have been something. In other words, the idea was cool.
Yeah, the idea. And then they just try and smash everything into a movie. But there's no explanation for anything.
And the emotional arc of the characters makes absolutely no sense. Like, they're suddenly friends and you have no clue how they got from A to B.
Yeah. It's too much to put into a movie.
Well, that or they're just incompetent.
Very possible. Very possible.
But if we want to talk about too much to fit into a movie, let's go with the pick that I just thought of.
Okay.
I bet you know what it is.
Alita Battle Angel.
Oh my god. I find it disconcerting. I haven't seen it, but it, like, upsets me.
Very uncanny valley.
Yeah, I'm not it just feels cursed. no, Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah.
From the Wachowskis.
It is?
Yes. My queens. Yeah, it's,
The other Matrixes.
I mean,
it's interesting.
They got their money, I guess. But they've also done a lot of good things since then. Like Sense8.
Sense8.
Netflix show and movie.
I think he showed that to me.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, really great. Like, really great. Like, I adore it. It's great.
Anyway.
Did I mention it's great?
Jupiter Ascending.
So much. There is so, so much in this movie. It is an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
Just a gajillion ideas. Too many storylines. The special effects are just blown the fuck out. It's amazing.
The acting it's is so over chaotic. The top.
It's hard to follow. They're throwing words around like you know what they mean.
Yeah, they explain nothing.
Which, I mean, part of me appreciates because it's like, oh, you're really immersed in the world.
Yeah, they are. Bring us in. I want to go on a journey with you.
Well, maybe you need to use your brain for once in your life.
Oh, they were high.
I feel like you're Gaston looking at Belle's book, but there's no pictures.
I mean, pictures would help.
It's a movie.
And their pictures did not help.
It's a moving picture. But yeah, it's and sound. It's got a terrifying and hilarious Eddie Redmayne.
That's right.
As, like, the main bad guy. He, like, whispers or yells.
Yes.
There is no in between. And he always just looks very pale and very malicious.
Yeah, and he's also, like, almost always vaguely or overtly just sexual.
But also, in his, like,
outfits and the way he's, like, lounging.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who told him to do like that, or if that was his choice.
I mean, I'm not upset about it, because,
it's
like...
It's memorable, obviously.
Well, because, like, storyline-wise, they're kind of, like, vampires. You know, consuming the life force of other people to extend their own lives.
Oh, that's right, they do that.
Yeah.
Spoilers!
Well...
No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up. Who cares?
Yeah, I definitely didn't remember that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of not something unprecedented in, like, a somebody who lives for a super long time kind of way.
I guess.
It was just interesting to see it in, like, a spacey, sci-fi, fantasy sort of way.
It's a very entertaining movie.
Yes, it is a glorious disaster. And I really, really wish we would get another entry into that franchise, because there were just so many ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the world that they created is really interesting and intriguing, and it's honestly an enjoyable watch. Like, I've rewatched it many times. I'm not saying it's a good movie.
Oh, it's not.
I am not. But I love it.
It's very entertaining. And it's got Sean Bean.
And Channing Tatum.
I do like his
Oh my
boots.
God.
His little hover boots that make no fucking sense.
They make no sense at all. Like, how what?
He talks about, like, how they're, like, reverse magnets, basically, but then he goes from hovering inches off the ground to flying over skyscrapers.
Uh-huh.
And still it's like, oh, it's magnets pushing against the earth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently adjustable. Doesn't he have fucking elf ears?
Well, because he's, like, part canine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's also wanting his wings back.
Oh, and then
back.
The thing with the fucking bees. Because they recognize a queen.
Oh, yeah.
I can't breathe.
Not the bees!
it's so great. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's a rollicking good time. Oh, that's an alarm. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Our editor is telling us to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's insert an ad from our advertisers.
Yeah, you can come up with that. I'll be right back.
Okay, bye. And we're back.
Hey.
Did you miss us?
Nope. Oh, wait.
Wow, okay. rude.
Hello.
So yeah, Jupiter ascending and, oh, what did I say before? Oh, arrival. But also I want to say signs now.
Different topic. But also why?
Oh, just because it's an alien movie that, like, actually kind of scared me.
That one is... Yeah. I do like that movie.
Oh, god damn it, no. What about Aliens? Damn it.
What about the ripoff?
Prometheus. I can't breathe.
I still stand by that.
Shut up.
Don't know how they got away with it.
Ridiculous.
Yes. That's the first time I saw Prometheus. I did not know that it was connected with aliens. And so... my sister and I were shocked that they just were walked out of the theater and were like, what a fucking ripoff.
That using was the same creature design.
They couldn't come up with their own. That was just aliens. Yeah.
It was a moment.
We were at the time righteously indignant. And that was quickly dashed. I was like, dumbass. They're connected. It's like, oh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So. Yes. Aliens or signs or whatever the first one I said.
Arrival.
Yes.
What about the Think?
Or the acronym AAS.
Ass.
Ass.
Oh my god. It's a surprising ass.
Oh my goodness. Okay. No. Moving forward.
You ever see one of those? You're just like,
Or when you're just walking into Starbucks and somebody is just hunched over their laptop and you see unexpected ass and you're like, just, oh, there's ass. Just right there. It's very off-putting.
My God, that happens to me like every time.
What? I go to Starbucks a lot. It's a problem. It's just very convenient. I can't help myself.
So it's instant coffee.
I'm not drinking instant coffee.
I am.
Woo! I love that for you. I'm not going to do that.
I love the price of it for me.
Fair. That is fair.
Mm-hmm. Great value.
That's the brand.
The Thing.
Okay, let's talk about The Thing.
That's an alien, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, we discussed this. Yeah. Oh, you didn't want to talk about it? You just wanted to say it again, even though you already said it during your time?
I didn't say it during my time.
Yes, you did.
When?
Oh my god, I could play it back for you.
I said The Blob.
Oh my god, I am so stupid.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
You shut your whore mouth.
Wow. Those are complete. Oh my God.
You go sit in the
Talk
corner
about
and
different
think
vibes.
About what you did.
Talk about different vibes. It is an alien, right?
That's what I asked.
Okay. Well, I have no clue. I was stuck on, I thought you were like completely like amnesiac. Yeah. So we literally just talked about this. What are you talking about? Okay. No, that's, yes. So this is me, Stones.
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 This is me, Stones.
This is me, Stones. Duh. I don't know what that is.
Don't never get me, Stones.
I'm getting so stoned. Yes.
The blob is a thing.
It is a thing. Many things are things. In fact, most things are things.
No thing.
Aren't things. What?
I don't know. I was just saying things.
Oh.
I was saying
oh
something.
Oh my God.
Something.
No. Make it stop.
The thing.
The thing.
The original. I don't know if I saw the remake. I think I did.
I don't know. I'm not sure that I've seen it all the way through before, to be honest.
It's a good one.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
Practical effect.
That's how they last. What?
I don't know. You said last.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired.
I can't breathe.
But yeah, I believe that is an alien.
I can't remember.
It's in the, was it the Arctic outpost?
Yeah, but maybe it just defrosted from, like, an iceberg or something. Glacier. Excuse me. Ooh. Icebergs are at sea.
Speaking of defrosting, the Tomorrow War.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. That's another alien.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Ooh.
That was a fun alien movie.
What's the other name for it?
Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow, which was so much better.
Yeah.
So much better. Like, why can't we have that? It's very annoying to me. But yes, in my heart, it's Edge of Tomorrow. And Emily Blunt was fantastic in it.
Mm. As she always is.
Of course.
Yes. So far, I have not seen a movie with her that I don't like.
Mm. Did you like A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
Did you see the second one? You did, right?
Nope.
No?
Uh-uh.
For some reason, I thought you did. Huh. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I don't know how it is. But those are aliens, too.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. That is another good one.
And, I mean, if we want to go back to super classic, we can go War of the Worlds.
It gets into the book part of it because I refuse to watch the movie again.
Yeah, it's been done a lot, huh?
What do you mean done a lot?
Hasn't it been remade like 3 times?
I have no idea. All I remember is a Tom Cruise movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't with that movie.
I did love the sound that they make.
Mm-hmm. The spaceships?
Mm-hmm.
Or weird tentacle body suits or whatever?
No, the humans.
The humans. Such interesting sounds they make, these humans.
With their face holes.
God. Shut up. Oh man. Yeah, it is a cool sound.
Yeah.
Not as cool as the Silent Hill siren, but you know. It's fine.
There's a whole bunch of sounds that are just very intriguing. For whatever reason, that's what sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
The
Maleficent's
the
clack stick.
Yeah. The scepter hitting that.
Yeah.
The little iconic robot from Star Wars. The yep. Yep. That one. Silent Hill one. The Inception noise.
Overdone.
Not in that movie.
Well, no, I just mean it caused it to, because then everybody wanted to be that.
Yes.
Which, I mean, is fine and dandy, but it's just, now the sound is just annoying.
Yeah. The sound of the cable snapping in Jurassic Park.
Yes! Yes! That's a fun sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, good one.
Right?
Love it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So anyway, favorite sounds.
Yeah.
Recurring segment.
Just a few of my favorite things. That would be funny every week. I have a new sound.
I have a new favorite sound I would like to share with the class.
You want
to
hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Shut up.
I wish I could do it, but it's a very unique yell / scream / honk.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's so funny.
God. So yeah, aliens.
What was the last one you mentioned? The Quiet Place?
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good one. I like that movie a lot. What would be another good one?
Oh, what about aliens that are menacing and aliens that are like just kind of either benign or just kind of there?
Menacing predator.
Okay.
No one has any idea what faces we're making, but there were faces.
It's okay, you don't want to see them.
Just
it's
picture fine. Something funny and laugh along.
Because we're hilarious. Laugh. Laugh, damn it.
Laugh, clown. that would be, yeah, predator would be one of the menacing.
Okay.
What would be in one where they're just kind of there, like they're not a threat?
Yeah, not a threat, or they're friendly, or they're just part of society, I guess.
I mean, you already said Arrival.
Mm.
They weren't a threat.
Yeah.
The Fifth Element.
I have one. Ooh! I love The Fifth Element. I love it.
With,
I want to cosplay as Lilu.
That's the name. I was like, it's
or like
an elf.
Just, you know, wear a costume.
You just want the outfit.
I just want the outfit.
Yes, okay.
I want to wear the outfit and be perceived in the outfit.
It's very strategic.
It's fantastic.
No, you should.
That little orange harness is iconic.
Go as Chris Tucker's character.
I can't pull off that neckline. I don't have the clavicles for it.
The intercostal clavicle.
Hey, George. Hey, George.
Okay, different movie.
Different movie. Katharine Hepburn, Bringing Up Baby.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just adding annotations.
Yeah. Because that one, they weren't, like, I always am fuzzy on the ending. The fat robots weren't the villains, right? Or were they?
Wait. I'm lost.
The fat robots. The ones that come down.
Oh, no, 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 no. The, like, the wobbly ones?
Yeah.
I love them. They're, they're great. No, they were good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the villain?
The darkness.
Ah. That's very specific. Well, yeah, see? So they were, that would count. They were already benign.
Yes.
They were helping out.
I thought of one that could be said to bridge the categories.
Mm.
While also being a cinematic classic.
Okay.
The Iron Giant.
Oh.
Right? Because, like, technically, he's there, like, he's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to cause harm. But then he is, he becomes a friend.
He suffers a TBI.
He suffers a TBI and, you know, becomes a friend.
See what TBIs can do for you.
Oh my God. Oh goodness.
It must be why I'm so friendly now.
Oh, dear. No.
No, it just made me think of the stitches and staples that I've had.
Right. I mean, it's not like you've been without head trauma. But nothing like a traumatic brain injury, which is what TBI stands for. Yeah.
That is a very good movie.
Yes. And bridges categories.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. He plays both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yes, while also being an excellent movie.
That is a good one.
From director Brad Bird, who also directed The Incredibles.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a very good movie. What's the... Oh! From what we mentioned, well, on the break, Megamind.
Oh, yeah. Megamind is an alien movie.
Yeah, I mean, it...
it's so great. I'm shaking in my baby seal leather boots.
Atrocity. Why do I feel so melancholy?
Oh, no.
Code. It's been another very entertaining
movie. Yeah, now we're just spouting off tidbits.
That's the last one that I
It's really great.
But he is an alien.
Yes.
And so is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to be good.
Oh, and I mean, of course, the villain's based off of Superman. And you mentioned also in the break that we hadn't talked about Superman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, famous pop culture icon alien person.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I, like, don't really want to spend time talking about him, because he's overexposed. In a media way.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I was going to say, I was going to continue, and then I realized I would just be providing you with more fodder.
Are you going to talk about Superman's OnlyFans?
No, what? I was going to say, I was just trying to say that there was, there was too much of him in the media, and then I realized how that sounded, and then I just didn't say anything.
But see, with Superman, though, I mean, you could bring in a lot of superhero movies. That
who even likes superhero movies?
That's the MCU.
Mm-mm. Superman's DC.
No, but I'm saying you can bring in the MCU as well.
You could, but Superman's DC.
Yeah. Name another DC alien.
Another DC. Oh, Martian Manhunter.
Hey.
There's one.
Green Lantern. He's not the alien.
He's not the alien. The ring is the alien. Although, there are alien Green Lanterns.
Yes. You are correct. Thanos.
What?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of aliens from superhero movies. Ooh. Venom. That's an alien movie.
A symbiote.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. What about an alien that scared you and an alien that made you laugh?
Alien that scared me?
Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily recently, but, like, you know, a depiction of an alien that you found frightening. Like, I don't know, I might say the alien face hugger, like, that freaks me out. Yeah. It's terrifying.
That is a creepy one.
And the way it, like, just stalks you. It's just, it's so predatory. It's quite chilling. Chilling like the deeps of space.
Man, it all comes full circle. I was trying to
mash depths and deeps, and I was stuttering on because I was trying to say deeps. But it just wouldn't work. That's a lot of this is blah. Yeah.
Sounded better in your head.
Sounded better in my head.
I wish it stayed there.
Well, it's not that I meant to say that. It's that it's like, you know, two words are trying to come out at the same time and they kind of mash together.
I'm sure there's a technical word for that.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the concept and the experience.
I have read of such things.
Have you, though?
I don't think so.
I would. I'd read that article.
Something that was chilling. I'd say the alien and the thing. When it.
An excellent choice.
That one's a good one.
But which part? Because it's like. It pops changes out of a forms.
Lot. Yeah. Where, I don't remember the guy's name, but it's where the guy, like, basically melts as he's changing.
Ugh.
And it, like, starts to come out of his chest, and, like, it all just
dissolves. Yeah.
I
thought you were gonna say the dog.
The dog was cool. That one just, yeah. That one was really interesting. But I would say between the two, that one was more impactful. One that made me laugh would be the Iron Giant. That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's the first one that comes to mind.
Okay. Love it. Love it. I can't think of one that makes me laugh. Because I already said my scary one.
Oh, yeah, the face hugger.
Mm-hmm.
One that makes
Who's me a funny laugh. Alien?
Someone from Spaceballs.
Oh, I was going to say Quest. Porgs. Oh, yeah. Galaxy Quest. There we go. Yes. Yeah. What are they called?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. but the main people. Oh, but then there's squid people. Oh, no. No. I don't do tentacles. No. We don't think about them.
It exploded. By Grab Thar's hammer. What a savings.
Oh, you can see his soul dying. Oh my god. So good.
Very good line delivery.
And I mean, also Sigourney Weaver bringing us back to Alien.
Yeah. I love where they're running through and it very clearly changes her saying fuck that to screw that.
I love how she always, like, her job is just to repeat what the computer says.
There are five left.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. That needs to stop. Alright. I vote we wait out this car alarm for a second. We'll be right back.
Oh, please.
Okay, we're back.
Yes. Funny alien, go.
Funny alien, go. Oh, right. I probably should have been thinking about that. That would have been a good idea of me to do.
Just kind of sat there.
Maybe I'm the funny alien. How about that?
Sitting there contentedly.
Just patiently waiting. Oh, dear. I was gonna say the things in Galaxy Quest, but then they had the tentacles. So instead, maybe the blob?
What the? You said funny alien.
Yeah. An alien that makes you laugh. Not a funny alien.
Semantics.
They're completely different concepts.
I guess. But was it the blob, the one making you laugh, or was it Steve McQueen?
He wasn't the only member of the cast.
Who were the others?
I don't know. They deserve credit. But I'm not about to give it to them. I have my limitations. I don't know. It made me laugh.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. I haven't seen any recently where...
Oh, or any of... plethora of them from Doctor Who. There's a new alien every episode.
That one I'd take your word for it.
Yeah.
I only seen the Angels episodes.
Classic.
That's
it. Terrifying.
Yeah, those are crazy. Those ones are good.
But sorry, I completely interrupted you.
Oh, that's fine. I don't remember what I was talking about.
Okay, I don't either.
I think that would cover. I remember what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I haven't seen any
recently
alien type movie where it's been particularly like, not even the monster design, but just even the concept in general, where it's been like, ooh, holy shit.
Yeah.
No.
Just not anything, bringing anything particularly new to the genre? Is that what you mean?
No.
No.
What do you mean? Like, nothing terrifying, nothing scary.
Oh.
There are new concepts. Like, I already forgot the name of it.
Arrival.
Arrival, yeah. That one was new. That one, it looks really cool. It's very well made. I like the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That was new. The Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That hadn't been done. At least in that particular way.
Yeah.
The Tomorrow War. I do like the monster design in that, though.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job.
I don't know what they look like.
Hey, yeah. You need to see it.
Do I?
It is a good movie. I'd watch it again.
Would you?
Yes, I would. It does have, obviously, some big cliches in it. I mean, it's a Chris Pratt movie.
Right.
He's a little bit hard to take seriously.
Mm.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know. Dwyer.
Yeah.
Andy Dwyer. Parks and Rec.
Ah. I don't know his name.
Oh my god.
I don't know. You should be happy I know his name is Chris Pratt.
Okay. Alright. Yes. Excellent work. Literal applause for you.
I mean, that's a
pretty yeah, good for yeah. Me. A substantial. Yep.
I wouldn't have known what his name is.
Anyway.
Does have some some good supporting cast in it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, there are new concepts out there.
But they're not scary.
No.
Okay.
Has there been any for you? As of late?
The latest one was probably Signs.
Oh, my God. So, like, a decade ago?
Yeah, because that was, what, 2000?
Really?
No, no, so maybe it was, like, 2 decades ago.
Yes, because 2000 was only 1 decade.
You know what? Let me live in my little fantasy world.
Where the blob and the thing are the same.
Yep, yep, that's the one. That's the one. My own little world.
That is the name on this list.
Muppets from Space.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctors in the hallway. Yeah, where we find out that Gonzo is an alien.
It's not.
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine.
It's fine.
It's just. It's hard to have such like such good source material, like some. Like, when the Muppets have already been so great in, like, you know, Muppet Treasure Island, Muppet Christmas Carol,
Great
Muppet Caper, those are, like, the three, I feel like they're, like, the three best ones. When they've already been that good, it's, like, how do you keep them that good?
No. And that's the thing, like, it's not bad.
No, and it's not, and I'm glad that there's new Muppet stuff. I'm glad people still know who they are.
I haven't seen any of the new, like, the Muppet movies.
They're fine. Yeah, they're fine. And I saw a little bit of that TV show that they had for a minute.
No, I never saw that either. But...
And then, of course, the brilliance of the Muppet Show.
Yes. Terrifying aliens.
Terrifying aliens. And somehow we got to the Muppets. All right.
Alf. He's an alien.
Is he terrifying?
I was just thinking of aliens.
You're the one who said terrifying aliens. Why are you talking about Alf?
The E.T. plush doll.
was that only was terrifying. Terrifying to some. That wasn't universal.
Oh. I mean, if it's aliens,
mm-hmm.
then it could.
Yes.
It.
Oh. Ooh. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. More faces being made. More faces.
More faces. But at least this time there was better audio.
was there?
Well, more dynamic audio. Maybe not better. that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
That would count as a terrifying.
In the first movie. Yes. Yeah. We don't talk about the second one.
It was good.
It was fine. I was very disappointed because I really, really liked the first one.
Wait. I take it back. You're talking about the first of the split.
Oh, you're talking about the old one.
Yeah.
The
TV
movie.
That's what I thought you meant by when you said the first one.
Oh, no. I mean the recent ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was much scarier in the first one. The first of the remake.
Yeah, and it was just a better movie overall, yeah. I thought. Take or at least I enjoyed it more. I don't know if it was better.
Yes. Now I want to watch that scene.
Ugh.
See?
So good.
If they could have had a movie of more of him just talking and not jump scares,
mm-hmm.
I think that would have been terrible. It's a very good movie. And it does have some very satisfying
and
scares.
And wasting, Bill Skarsgård?
One of the
Skarsgårds. On jump scares when he's a really good actor.
He's fucking creepy in the gutter.
He's great. Use him.
Drooling and going cross-eyed.
Don't leave him on the bench, coach. Sports.
Analogy.
A home run.
Medals.
Oh, the Olympics are coming up.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea right now? Who knows?
Hey.
Who could say? Not I.
Time will tell. But yes, that would count. Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Very sensitive aliens.
Yes.
But aliens, nonetheless. Emotionally sensitive. Someone said I was not nice.
Not that kind of sensitive.
That's basically how they defeat him.
Well. 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 After they, I don't know, try to discern and perform a Native American ritual, which of course magically comes in and saves them because Native Americans are magical people, obviously.
Obviously. I honestly don't remember if that's how the book ends. Like,
I haven't read it
that
still.
Ritual. It's a good book.
Even with the child orgy.
Yeah.
Because that's what I keep hearing about.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Is that one of the parts where even Stephen King doesn't remember writing it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember. But yeah, obviously that is very thing. And that was a funny part in the second movie. Mm. Of everyone saying I didn't like the ending. Because the ending sucks.
Of the book?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they build it up and then he's brought down by mean comments.
Oh, yeah. So, same deal.
Yeah.
The movie. Okay.
It's extremely meh.
Another giant brought down by reading the comments section. gets in your head, man.
That's why I don't go on to any of these things.
Yeah, you just post your content and go.
Yeah.
That's definitely what you do. Definitely posting a lot.
Regularly.
A lot.
Updating my stories.
I'm a little bit worried.
I can't stop.
I know. Raul doesn't use social media ever.
At all.
He's that person.
I don't know how
to deal with him.
I get updates from you.
Yes. See, I am your window to the outside world.
You're the filter through which I get these things, because I just don't have the...
What? I'm completely unbiased.
See, but you know what I'll find funny, though.
Yes.
I don't have the patience to sit through all these videos.
So I'm essentially your curator.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is a job I take on with great joy. Yeah. There are so many funny TikToks I have to send you, you know?
And I do not want to search for them.
Yes, well, mine just fall into my lap and I share them, so it works.
All right. Whenever I go to open one, it keeps saying, "Do you want to open this in the app?" No. I haven't downloaded it.
Hmm.
Weird.
Curious.
Don't know.
It's great for, 5-minute breaks in the day. Because you can go through, 2-3 videos and have a little laugh and go on about your day.
That's what the games are for on my phone.
Okay, well, I'm not really a game person, so to each their own.
Play a game and listen to a podcast.
Okay, all right. Stop yelling. Go ahead. I'm very sensitive. All right, is that a wrap?
I think I've been trying to think of more alien movies, and I think that would be a good one to end it on. I mean, as far as creepy aliens go.
Yeah, cute.
That would probably
love
be
that
the
for
most
us. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, look at us recording a podcast.
Hey.
Oh my god, anyone can do it. Literally. You should be scared. Okay, bye.
Bye.